Now I should be joined on the line by Kate Bryan. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you today.
You're very welcome. And you're going to talk to us from the Fertility Network UK, but it's also a National Fertility Week in the UK and in the EU as well. And just funny, before this interview, I was talking to somebody from the Celiac Society, and she mentioned, if people aren't checked for, if they have symptoms of celiac and sometimes it's left undiagnosed, that can cause infertility as well. Did you know that?
I did know that there was a link, but there are so many different things that can cause fertility problems. You know, like sometimes men having mumps as a child can lead to problems. I think there are all kinds of things that we don't always know that can have an impact on your fertility later in life.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that. That's why I said, God, that's surprising, because I'm going to be talking about fertility after this. So, like, it's worth checking out, I suppose. You know, if you're getting your blood test done, just double check with the doctor to check you for that. But, Kate, fertility, does that mean, for people listening today, does that mean you can never have children?
No, it doesn't mean you can never have children. And I think we often talk about infertility, which sounds kind of very absolute and as if you're never going to have any chance of having a child. But in fact, there are all kinds of things that can be done now to help you if you've got some kind of fertility problem. And that can be from quite simple sort of, you know, just giving you some medication that might make a difference. Sometimes it can be a matter of you changing your lifestyle and the way that you do things. So there are a lot of things that can make a difference, and, you know, right through to IVF, which is the treatment that people have heard of. But often there are lots of other simple things that you can do that might make a difference along the way. So infertility is not usually absolute, although we tend to think of it like that. And I think if people are told they've got a fertility problem, they sometimes assume, oh, well, you know, that's it, I won't ever be able to have children now. But it's not necessarily like that.
Yeah. And is it only a woman's problem?
Oh, absolutely not. And it's one of the things that we're really trying to raise aware of during this week. I think one of the problems is that when you go to a doctor as a couple, perhaps with fertility problems, the person who has all the investigations is often the woman. And, you know, the treatment tends to focus on the woman as well. But it's really important that male partners get checked out too, because, you know, up to half of fertility problems have a male cause. So it's very much a male thing as well as a female thing. And I think one of the other big misunderstandings about fertility issues is that it's only women who find it difficult to cope with not being able to have children. And, you know, we've got a big men's group as part of our charity now where men can meet and talk to one another. And I think it's increasingly important to understand quite how much an impact not being able to have children has on men as well as on women.
Yeah, true, so true. And a lot of women now are leaving, but a lot of women are having children later on in life because of, I suppose, the way the circumstances is, trying to hold down a job and get, I don't know how bad it is over in the UK, but in Ireland it's very hard to get on that step to buying your own home. So people are working longer and working full time. So a lot of women are leaving it into their late 30s to have children, and sometimes they're finding it hard then at that stage. So how long should you leave it before you go to see a specialist if it's not happening?
I think on the whole, you know, if you're older, if you're in your late 30s, definitely go after 6 months. If you're younger, sometimes they won't do any investigations or look at it any further until it's been a year. And, you know, a lot of people, you don't always get pregnant naturally the first month you try. So I think it's important to keep that in proportion. But, you know, particularly if you're older, I would say go to a doctor sooner, because we know that it's much more difficult. You know, the treatments are much less successful if you're older. And I think one of the difficult things is people often assume, oh, the reason everyone's having a child later is because, you know, there are all these career women out there who are only interested in their jobs and don't want to have a family. And when we actually talk to people who've left it later, the thing they most often say is that they weren't with the right person. They hadn't found someone who wanted to settle down and have children. And I think there's a lot of education that men need about this, because, you know, it's both partners needing to think about having children maybe a bit earlier sometimes.
True, yeah. Now, we know the impact, the age impact on a woman's fertility. Does age impact on a man's fertility?
It does, actually. It does, but just not quite as much and not quite as markedly. So obviously, you know, we all hear those stories of, I don't know, it always seems to be pop stars, doesn't it, who carry on having children into their 70s and things. And, you know, you can't, as a woman, have a child in your 70s. But male fertility does decline with age too. And if they're a couple and, you know, the woman's maybe got a minor fertility problem and the man is also older, then those two things together can lead to problems. So, yes, it does make a difference, but just not quite as much of a difference.
And is there any signs like and symptoms that kind of be obvious to you as, you know, as you're becoming a woman and you then you get to that stage where you want to have a baby? Is there any signs and symptoms that you could be infertile?
I think one thing that often does signal that they could, I mean, obviously, if you're not having any periods at all, then that's definitely something that you need to be aware of, and you should talk to your doctor about that anyway. Very irregular periods sometimes can also be a problem. So I think if you have any kind of thought that you might have a problem, it's just worth talking to your doctor about if you're thinking of trying for a family, just so that you can rule out any possible problem.
And because this is, I suppose, National Fertility Week, what people are listening and they think, OK, I'm going to go down that road of IVF and it's going to be an awful lot of money. Is that the main treatment for infertility, IVF?
I think IVF is a thing that everyone's heard of. But as I said earlier, you know, there are often a lot of things that people can do along the way that can make a difference. For some people, you know, actually changing lifestyle can be surprisingly, you know, it really genuinely can make a difference. So we know that being very overweight can actually have an impact, or being very underweight actually can have an impact on your fertility. So, you know, sometimes having a healthier diet and a healthier lifestyle can actually really genuinely make a difference to your fertility. For men, there are things like, you know, men who are going to the gym, some men we know are taking steroids now to kind of bulk themselves up, and that can have a huge impact on your fertility. So, you know, for any men who are doing that and want to have a baby, stop right away. So there are things you can do yourself, and there are often sort of simple, for women, for example, there's a drug, clomiphene, that is sometimes prescribed to women to help them if they're not ovulating. They can have intrauterine insemination, which is where it's a kind of artificial insemination, really, which isn't as complicated as IVF. So although IVF is the kind of treatment that everyone's heard of, there are lots of other things that might be considered first. And IVF is really the treatment for people who wouldn't be able to get pregnant any other way.
Okay, so is there anything specifically happening this week to, you know, I suppose, give more information out there to people who are going through all this?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'd certainly advise people to have a look at our website, which is www.fertilitynetworkuk.org, because we've got lots of information on there. We're putting out a lot on our social media accounts. We've got lots of really lovely videos from people about, I mean, today is the day that we're focusing on male fertility, and the comedian Rod Gilbert has done us a really lovely little video that we've put out this morning. Lots of other people are doing videos throughout the day, and I think looking at some of those things, looking at our social media, would actually be really helpful to people, because one of the things that is really, really difficult about infertility, it's incredibly isolating. People feel really lonely. They feel that they're the only person who is going through this and who can't get pregnant, particularly when it can feel as if all of your friends and your family are all sort of, you know, popping out children without any problems. So I think just that thing of knowing that other people are there and that there are other people going through this, and that sense of solidarity and being able to get more information from that can be really helpful. So I'd really advise people during this week, keep an eye on our social media, look at our website and see all the things that are there, because I think it will help you, and it will help you certainly to know that you're not alone. You know, we know this is 1 in 6 or 1 in 7 of the population. It affects a huge number of people, but people often still, there's still a sense of shame and stigma about fertility problems, and people often don't tell even quite close friends about it. So I think knowing other people are out there can be really helpful.
Exactly. Will you give out that again, your social media, so people can log on and have a look?
Yeah. On all of our social media accounts, we're on there, on Twitter and everything else, is Fertility Network UK. So if you have a look for us on there, you'll find us. And there's our website as well, which has links to all of those, which is www.fertilitynetworkuk.org. So you can find us through that as well. But I would say, you know, there are lots of there are lots of people out there who want to help you and want to support you, so do just make use of those resources.
Exactly, and it can be quite a lonely time if you know, your friends all around you and your family are pregnant and it's the one thing you really want to be, and like that it's just not happening. So do, there's help out there. But as you said, Kate, go on to your web address and look at all the videos and you'll get some information there. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us today on Lifeline and good luck with the rest of the week.
Thank you so much. It was really lovely. Thank you for having us on.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.